During the conference, Sullivan painted himself as an ally to food producers and said he supported work on food security in Alaska. He highlighted his efforts to modify the National School Lunch Program. The program helps schools purchase American-grown and harvested food.
Just the federal government is going to be buying, help buying products for our children and school lunches throughout the country. It's traditionally been an issue where, well, we want those products to be from American farms.
Historically, Russian pollock has made its way into the U.S. through China. That allowed schools to purchase the foreign-caught species after it's processed into fish sticks. But Sullivan says those products will no longer be considered domestic under a provision in a large farm bill passed in December.
My big thing was to just close the loophole, which was a huge loophole. It, like, dominated the entire school lunch program, which was fish that wasn't from America. And the whole point of the Buy American program in the school lunch program is to promote American ag and fishing. So we were just glad to be able to shut that down.
In a meeting with local press, Sullivan highlighted other legislative victories he says were aided by the Trump administration.
We got ANWR open, which is a 40-year quest.
Sullivan also wants to maintain money that Congress allocated for military projects in Alaska. However, President Donald Trump's plan to divert $3.6 billion from military construction funding to the building of a barrier on the U.S.-Mexico border could hamper funding for military construction in the state.
Congressman Young and I sent a letter to the president on that very issue, and we're still requesting information on that. So we're very focused on it. I can say that because, as I mentioned at the outset, there's a lot of really important military construction that's going on in Alaska.
Sullivan says that even if the president's plan moves forward, he does not expect military projects in the state to be affected. And he has not said publicly how he will vote on a resolution to reverse President Trump's use of an emergency declaration to utilize military construction dollars for a border wall. As for Alaska politics, Sullivan declined to comment on Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget. The spending plan proposes far-reaching cuts. Sullivan encouraged the state legislature to stray from any proposed cuts that would impact federal spending in the state, including matches through the federal highway program.
There's a 90-10 match on that, okay? 90% fed, 10% state. So if it's $750 million, the state would need to make sure that it passed $75 million in highway spending. Well, to me, that's a very good investment.
Sullivan also met with city officials, veterans, and other local groups on Friday. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.